Okay, so this is what it comes down to. Is there something worth talking about or not? Or is there nothing? Okay, as soon as you have something to say at all as a response to that, that means that you agree to the first condition, that there is something worth talking about. Okay, that is Brahman realization. There is a reality. Information is hitting me. I am experiencing phenomena. Brahman. Everything is Brahman. The next thing is, everyone starts from the same position. Everyone starts from the same position. We spawn in the universe, we take birth from a womb, a seed in a womb, and then as we grow from baby to boyhood to youth, we gradually start to understand the situation we are in, the environment we're in, the reality we're in, how to survive in this reality. And we all start from the same position, yeah, in terms of a consciousness. So then we have to ask ourselves, what do I have? What do I have? What do I know from this position? Well, I know that I am aware of reality. I'm aware of this information hitting me. There's an experience of what it's like to pass or to have this information pass through me. Okay, so then did I create this consciousness that I am? The answer to that is no. For me anyway, personally, I can't tell you how I manifested this consciousness. It's happening. This is happening against my will, actually. It's happening against my will. Therefore, it is something great. It is linked to something greater than me, something greater than I. Is it a product of the universe? Well, yes. Yes, it is. Of course. Why wouldn't it be? But what is the universe? Now that is the interesting question. What is the universe exactly? And that's when we are humbled by the sheer size of the task. The sheer size of the task to try and understand, you know, this infinite possibilities. Anyways, from there, spirituality blossoms like flowers in fields on mountaintops by lakes. And these spiritualities, they get picked and planted in people's yards and grown into hedges, and these are religions. And in this way we try to understand what is this sacred adventure we are on. And really there's no need to get into all the debates of religions, who's God and whose way and whose end situation, because that's all depends on each individual's needs. Yeah, there's one story of Srila Prabhupada and his godbrother. One of his godbrothers is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Now Srila Sridhar Maharaj trained up one disciple to become the next acharya after him. Trained him up for 30 years, and his name is Govinda Maharaj. And so this Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mutt, these great Vaishnavas who are, you know, leading that branch of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And so when Govinda Maharaj was young, Srila Sridhar Maharaj had him... Srila Govinda Maharaj stay with Srila Prabhupada as he was still a Grihastha. Prabhupada was still a Grihastha and he was doing his Namahata programs and he was printing Back to Godhead magazines and distributing them. So Govinda Maharaj, as far as I heard the story, stayed with Prabhupada for 10 years. And Prabhupada would take him to these Namahata programs. Oh, yeah, yeah, do pitchy over here. Over here, okay. Yeah. So Prabhupada would have Govinda Maharaj come to these programs, these Namahata programs, and in these homes, Indian homes, and Govinda Maharaj was Brahmachari at the time, you know, so, and because Indian people respect saffron, Srila Prabhupada would have Govinda Maharaj, Govinda Brahmachari at the time, sit on the Vyasasan and read the verse, and then Prabhupada would give the class. And also, Govinda Maharaj would distribute Back to Godhead magazines for Srila Prabhupada. And he would go out each day for hours and distribute and come back. And one day he came back and asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, you know, they're asking me why worship Krishna, why you say worship Krishna when instead of Kali, you know, this is in Bengal, Kali worship is very prominent there, it's probably the most prominent actually, and the Hindu conception, general kind of Hindu conception, is you can approach any of the gods and achieve the same result. So they're asking Govinda Maharaj on the street, you know, why are you telling us to worship Krishna when instead of Kali? And Govinda Maharaj didn't have an answer at the time, but Srila Prabhupada told him, you know, kind of chuckling a little bit, you know, you tell them, next time they say this, you tell them, yes, it is true, you can worship Kali, and you will go to Kali, you know, but what kind of food will you get if you go to goddess Kali? You would get all kinds of like chopped up bodies and all kinds of extreme sacrifices of blood and rotting guts and bugs everywhere, yeah, climbing over these dead bodies, right? But what do you get if you go to Krishna? You go to Krishna, you're gonna get burfi, rasgulla, rasmalai, all kinds of jalebis and beautiful sweets, you know. So that is why you should worship Krishna. That is why. And this is just logical, very logical. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Radhara Shivasadi Gauravatthavinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.